Kerusa, dedicated to Shir Lezecher Nishmas, Daniela Shena Bas Yoshua Falk. Okay, Yesh Koach for everyone coming for lunch. Those that weren't able to make it will Bez Hashem put it online. So, Bez Hashem, we should have more opportunities to do these things in the future. Okay, so yesterday we began the discussion of Netzach Amah. When is the time on Halacha called to Netzach Amah? So the sun rises. But say the same discussion we've had about the mountain in the west applies as well to having a mountain in the east. So the question is, what if you have a mountain in the east and that's blocking the sun? So really the sun rose, 5 minutes before, earlier. But now you're on the other side of the mountain, so you're only seeing it now. So what is the story of when is it considered Netzach Amah? So we ended the shiur yesterday with the Rabbeinu Yonah according to the Yerushalmi here on page 3. Here you could look in the Yerushalmi itself on page 4. Where the Yerushalmi says, on the Netzach Amah, Rav Zavdia Berei, the Rav Yaakov Bar Zivdi B'Shem Rav Yonah, Yedeshu Teheach Amah Mitaftefes Al Roshei Hahorim. That when the Chama is on top of the mountain, which seemingly means that even if the sun real, if there wouldn't have been a mountain, you would have seen the sun much earlier. But now that there's a mountain, so it's blocking, so you only see it when it goes on the Rosh Hashanah. And nonetheless, that's considered a Netzach Amah. On top of the mountain, yeah. So the question that we were discussing yesterday is, that seems to contradict what we were saying till now, that when the mountain is in the west, and you're, say, in Tveria, and now it already is on the other side of the mountain, so you can't see it anymore, but even though if you'd be further west, you'd be able to see it. Nonetheless, it's considered it's considered to be just a chumrah to start Shabbos earlier. But really, it's still day. It's still day. So of course, these two things are contradictory. And we said, till now we said that we had a machlokes between Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer and Rav Tukachinsky, that they both held that if the mountain is blocking, that's only a chumrah to keep Shabbos early. But if you're on top of the mountain, then Sipori, so that was the machlokes. Is that also a chumrah to keep Shabbos late or not? Rav Tukachinsky said that's not a chumrah, that's Meikar Adin, because you still see the sun. And Rav Zilber Zalman Meltzer says, no, that's just a chumrah, because really you go based on the Mishor, not based on the elevation. Rav Abadi told me yesterday that he thought that even if the sun is being blocked by the mountain, that could also be Iker Hadin to keep Shabbos early.
Even if it would end way before 5 minutes?
One second. In other words, he thinks that would be that it's based on what you see, where you are. Like Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi said, he heard also from Rabbi Abadi this same idea. So if you say it like that, and then you have to learn pshat, and so what's pshat in the Gemara Yehei Chelki? Pshat in the Gemara Yehei Chelki just means that halavai, I should be able to keep long Shabbos. But not that it's a chumrah. That's not just a chumrah. It's mikar din that you have to keep Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos start early if you're in Tveria, and if you're in Sipari and late. So it's another way of saying halavai should keep a long Shabbos.
Right,
and that's what the Miri Migash is saying, that Miri Migash is talking about the person who went from one place to the other, so he's keeping long Shabbos. So halavai, and that he's keeping it Mikar Adin. So if you say it like that, then there's no problem with this Yerushalmi. Because this Yerushalmi is saying, so the same thing for Neitzachama. That Neitzachama is when I see the sun. If there wouldn't be a mountain here, I'd see the sun earlier. Okay, but there's a mountain here and I can't see the sun. What? Right. So in other words, so it'll be later. I mean, so zricha means it's much later, and therefore you're going to have to wait, and you'll have sobzon krishma will be much later. This is called neitz hanira. There's two kinds of neitz hanister and neitz hanira. Neitz hanister means when it really is there, even though I can't see it. And Neitz Hanira means no, when up enough that I could actually see it, even though I'm standing on the other side.
But you can't be summoned at that for Krishna.
Well, it depends. If you hold that that's the Iker Halacha, say you hold that that's the Iker Halacha, Neitz Nigla, Neitz Nira.
So.
Well, I mean, we're not talking about Kriya Shema now. We're talking about when is Neitzachama.
Well, that's
yeah, if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, that Kriya Shema is 3 hours from Neitz, so then Lachora should follow that you'd have a late as month.
But again, Shal is even okay if I hold
my. We didn't talk about it. We don't know what Heir Pnei Mizrach means. We don't know what Alos HaShachar means. We don't know this yet. We didn't learn it yet. We have separate packets on this. Completely cloudy. What do you say? Oh. So Moreinu Harav Max is asking an interesting question. He's saying, what's the difference between if you're blocked by the mountain or you're blocked because it's a cloudy day? So I think it's a big difference. Because if there's a mountain, that's the natural. See, being a cloudy day is not the natural that happens. Yeah, in other words, normally it's not a cloudy day. Normally, okay, sometimes there are clouds. But it's every day, it's coming over the mountain. Coming over the mountain. So let's take a look in another source that's relevant for this discussion. Take a look in the Gemara in Yuma on page 1.
Yeah,
sure. What? The Zman of Bir Chametz, yeah. Look on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Page 1, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Hilni Imo. Asa Nivreshes Shalzov Al Pesach Hechel. So Hilni, she made she was what? Right before it says Munbaz HaMelech. So that was the mother, she was the mother of Munbaz. So she also Nivresha Shalzah, she made a golden what? Menorah, chandelier, menorah. Al Pesach Hechel. She made it on the Pesach Hechel. Rafi also Tavla Shalzov, the Parsha Sotok Suvala. Well, she made also a Tavla Shalzov, a golden thing. The Parsha Sotok was written on it. So take a look in the Gemara now, on page 2. So here, the Gemara says like this: Hilni, Imo also in the verses of Tana, Bishosha Chamez Arachatz, Nitzotzos Yotzim Mimena. V'akol yodim sheyegi hazman kriya shma. Whereas this is working with the opinion in the Mishnah that sov zman kriya shma is when neitzakam. So he did, you know, before they had Rabbi Primak and all these people, they had Hilni. So she didn't have a chart, you know, like today. But what she did was she put the menorah there, this shiny. So therefore, when the sun is going to rise, it's going to shed its what? Its rays on the menorah, and then what? Everyone will know that what? That it's Netzach Hamelech. So what do you see from here? What do you see?
What's
that? Go slowly. Look at Rashi. So the point is that when is the Breshus going to see the rays? Only when it's what?
In the mountain.
When it's what?
Above the mount.
Above the mount. Above the mount. So you see that what? That Neitacham, here Neitacham is in the context of Sozor Krishna, is going to be what? Above the mount. Because why don't we say that it was very Sozor Krishna before it? We hold Sozor Krishna, we hold Sozor Krishna as Gimel Shops. So we get to sleep a little bit more. But in those days, it was Kadakamashik in the Mishnah, the Sozor Krishna is when? Neitacham. So, what do you see with Beirish? That it's only Nates Halat Hanigla. Because it's only, because when it rose upon the horizon, it was blocked by the mountain. Right? So, Hildy's menorah was not getting sun rays. Right? The field went what? Above the mountain. And then what? The rays came into the
it wasn't the highest place in Yerushalayim.
So it's Gevaldik. Well, so you see from here that this is another source to what we saw in the Rishonim, that it has to be above the heart. Yeah, menorah broadcast. Because not everyone's going to see the thing, but everyone will see the rays. Those rays like the broadcast. Yeah. Right. So no, they see the rays. Well, Ezra, I don't hear you. The balls.
So have you know that maybe the
Nisa Nista, but Nisa Nista is much before. You're not even going to see the rays by Nisa Nista. Because there's a big mountain blocking.
How much is what is it?
We'll be before. We'll see. Yeah. Right, in other words, that's what it sounds like. We'll see. Well,
we're talking about it at the same time. Like, I'm not just talking about the hand of the heart. It means that should be together.
Which Rashi are you?
Right. It's not just talking about the hand
of the heart. Right. Maybe.
So, on that assumption, would we say, yes, what happens to the sun hits the chandelier, the Debreshet, and then everyone knows, I'm going to get the Sheikh, he has my Krishna, or that's coming already. Then, I guess, however you want.
Right.
So, if they're called Yaisen, I mean, how are they going to use it as a thing? If they only know, once it hits, now it's too late or anything. No matter what we're talking about.
Right. Unless, you're right. But unless he gets...
You say
it's not such a good thing to have a Zman when it's the end.
Right.
Because it's the end. It's the light.
See, it is. And it's when you see the light again, and it's up till this point. It's ending,
all
right? And
the
God's giving
you
the
word. What
are
you saying,
Johnson? When you see light. No. When you see, you go and you're a bit dark, no candle. And then when you see the difference between white and blue, or white and blue, or blue and green, depending on how much you hear, and then you know that it's the light. That's your beginning. The end. The end. Do you ever look at the time self migration on it?
You know, it's before, not totally after.
What?
You're saying cubits will do blocha. So they're looking
is like, well, yeah, so you're there driving.
Maybe he's referring to the video, but it's saying around 8, and it's really not that.
You have a little. No, but you still see that it's not Nate's Nista. Yeah, because it wouldn't be... Because the Nate's Nista is going to be much, much before that. Yeah.
And how does the Shita learn that...
homes that from your shoreline?
Right. If you hold that Rabbi Yeshua, then maybe it's only relevant
for. She still has a candelabra.
Maybe that's for the Asikin then. Or it's for the where it's for mitzvah and a mufkar of when Neitz Hacham is. Oh. So take a look on page 6 and 7. Somebody wrote a whole sefer on page 6 called Nivreshus. Right? That's a good sefer. Take a look here. Chia David Spitzer. Chia David Spitzer. Okay. So in this Sefer Nivreshus, we have a piece here from the Mariel Diskin. Mariel Diskin was he was from the first Rav in Brisk before the more recent Briskers. Shulei Diskin. So they said they asked certain questions to him, and he gave certain responses. So he says, Osif, look on page 7. Osif Pol Lahavi, Shteach Rosh of Rav Hagon Hagodol, Mariel Diskin, the Brisk, Shvil Shehru Shtei, Maisius Elum Fnei Edim, Yom Dalad the Chol Amoyed Pesach, Shnas Tov Reish Nun Gimel. This Maisa happened on the fourth day of Chol Amoyed Pesach Tov Shun Reish Gimel. What time? 1893. Ha'isi Makabel is Pnei Rav de Brisk. I was Makabel, the Rav de Brisk that he's talking about here is not Rav Velvel or Rav Chaim. He's talking about the Mariel Disk. Shulei. Mikashi Menu Hachrosu B'dover Sveikas Arabim Shem Sukoki Bodos Gavul Shem Neitzacham Yushalai. I wanted to know certain things regarding Neitzacham and Yushalai. Amadi Shashalti Kvar L'Rav Agon or Anatz So one said that you should just do it based on the rooftops. Now they didn't have skyscrapers in Yerushalayim in those days. So the rooftops, so that's pretty, how tall were the rooftops then? It's almost like the same as flat land, right? I can't imagine they had any rooftops that were more than one or two floors. So this Rav said that you only do based on the rooftops. Ein tzorach la'alos b'horim liros misham haneitz. V'gam einam tzrichim lanakos es kisoy shegorim mahar hazeisim. V'achem omrim sheish la'alos b'har hazeisim. And some say, no, you have to go to the top of the Har Hazeisim. There's other reason Yosef Shasher Rotsim Ol Hachdim as a Cheshbon Shal Zman Neis Vachom Shatrit and Gal Nogos Ol Dos Har Hamoat. In other words, you have Har Hazeisim, right? But then you have Moav further this. In other words, Har Hazeisim is the closer mountain. Har Moav, that's what, Eretz Sichon V'Oak, right? That's further away. So not only is the question, do you, you count the mountains, but which mountains do you count? In other words, do you say all mountains are erased, or only maybe Har HaZeisim is erased because that's closer by, right? But not Har HaMoav. So what do you go by based on the rooftops? So what do you do? So they asked. So they asked the Maril Diskin. They quoted what we should do. And again, like we said yesterday, especially if you're a person who davens Vasikin, so then you want to know exactly, because you're off, you're trying so hard to daven Vasikin in 2-3 minutes and you lost the whole thing. Kishol haravu si mahu asvar shal rav anav amarti asher kain kachnoroso im yeh hokim achar ha-gvul ha-bohorim im kain eilo dover sof im anase im harei ha-rara. I mean, if you go with taking away the mountains, there's mountains even further. Al-kain hu rota lasas ha-gvul fi hariya min ha-gagva. So this rav, not Rav Shulei, but this other rav, said, no, don't worry about the mountains. We just go with the rooftops. So as long as it's seen above the rooftops, so what does that mean? Yeah. Spritzer, what does it mean? Right. I don't know, because he says, "Ani hashafti lofize manas el dibe chazal yushalmi Rabbeinu Yonah shomru." In other words, he's saying that you, what are you going to do with Yishalmi that says it has to be Metaf Tefes V'Roshe B'Horim? In other words, if you're saying that we don't count the mountains, we discard the mountains, and we only do it with the rooftop, which is what the other Rav is saying. So what's pshat in the Yerushalmi that says we the top tefes of Rosh Hashanah? Now the vade mitduktu l'shon of haharim, haharim with hey hayidia, harim beinonim hamutzoyim vayosh shchikim bein yishuv bnei adam. So he says. Maybe we only count the middle harim, the beinonim. Yeah. Shola Rav Mahua Nikra Hasvar. Shaleva Mechashim Teitzachal Pi Mamed Varaya Minahar Rosh Har Hazesim V'Lokim V'Gvul Es Har Harei Hamoav V'Amardi B'Shvil Zeh Shazeh Gvul Hu Huven Kenei Gvul V'Ofer Karochem Shol Marav. ושם שקרה שחם בים יפו ובור זה על פי חשבון של קו חצי יום על פי הרבה ראייס ובור אשר הים יפו הוא האופק המערבי של ירושלים אם אחד של דרך משל אשר היום הוא next page מן הנקודך היום ראייס מוקם סוף השקיע כן עכשיו גם מפריע תראו כבר הרבה יום מתוך השונים רבוס בין סוף הנחשים האלו שהוא בסוף על so then he says look at the second arrow רב יושב אחר זמן רב חושב בליבו ואומר אחר כך אלי קיין ועד אין שום סבור לחשוב אז הנץ לפי הריה מן הגגוס He said it doesn't make sense to go with the rooftops. Ki nochav yosher huze, asher chazal, kol lo harim habeinunim, heros misham hanetz. V'gam kainim v'rechem Hashem v'dukdu kainim l'shonim sh'omer harim v'heh ha'idiyah. V'lomru k'shazricha harim ha'gvoim, v'es hamara v'azricha d'haino har ha'zeisim s'richim v'adayim v'nakos, sh'o z'korav etzleinim v'od. V'harim mo'av afal pi sh'ol fi v'aris ayin gam hei nirim k'im'akim v'chasim v'azricha afal pi kain ain't z'richim v'akos ha'dosa v'uma. He says the mountains that are far away, even though maybe they're blocking, we don't take that into account. The Hari Moav, we don't take into account. We only take into account the what?
You can see the Hari Moav.
1 second. We can only take into account the close mountains. So what is the Tolayan? Anything within one day's walk. Anything within Mahalech Yom Echad. Anything with one day's walk. Those mountains count, and therefore you have to see. So Neitzacham is only when you can see it above those mountains. Lanakos. Yeah, right. Well, hello, Cheshbon Yosef Lachish is my sign. Well, Ain Marasai Yochel Lachish is a Cheshbon. So that's 1 second. So if you take a look at the sefer here, on page 26. Yes, Achen, if we send us psychosis of Maril district, initial being in Zman, it's a Ham Yushalayim, Nishan Lakos, as far as Hare Moav, Pasak, Hara Zaysim, Srikim Vada, and Lanakos, Vishil Shokor, Elenu Moad, Havo Hare Moav, Ain Srikim Lakos, Kibachokim, Yosim Halachil Mechad. So, v'chein noktim v'maisa orchei haluchos. Achshev ezman anetz hanireh b'Yushalayim b'nikoi hastaros harazesim u'b'li nikoi hastaros harim moav. So what is he saying? So what's his psak, no?
Right.
So the mountains that are close by, what do? You remove them. And when is Neitzacham then? We don't remove. So what the Yushalmi is saying, it has to be on top of the mountains. So what does the Yushalmi mean?
Well, depending on which mountains you are, right?
The far mountains.
What?
What are you saying?
Yeah.
At the far, that's when it's on top of the far mountains. The near mountains, we don't take them at the cheshbon. So we view them as if they're not there. So what's the svar? How do you understand this?
It's a really close mountain.
Oh. So Rav Edelstein says if you have a really close mountain, you can have Beit Hanira when?
After
there's Matzvila. That would be so. Because you can have a very close mountain. Then you're not going to see it till, like we said yesterday, by the Grand Canyon or something. You're not going to see it till it's much higher. So all the close mountains, he says, you have to make believe they're not there. And the only mountains you take into account are the far mountains.
And where'd you get that from?
Well,
where'd you get the idea from?
The Maral Diskun.
And Moab, we don't
subtract Moab.
Far away.
So, but he still has to be above Moab. So if it's above Moab, even though you can be able to see till the very end, so if Moab wouldn't be there, probably you would see it earlier.
Yeah, but that's talking about a few seconds.
Yeah.
It's not that
how often
people don't care,
it's a few seconds, right. So basically, he's basically saying, and so what is he saying then? So he's saying, is he saying Neitz HaNista then? Is that what he's saying? Rav Yeshua Leib. Because it's a big Kiddush what he's saying. Right? Because you could say that that's not Pshat in Yerushalmi. Maybe the Pshat in Yerushalmi is you don't remove anything. You don't remove anything. Every mountain is there. So just because it's a close mountain, so what? Yeah. You know something?
Would we readjust the rest of mine if we take it into account?
If what?
If we all hold of this far mountain, you say we should readjust
all the stuff on time? And it's all
Neitz HaNira. If it's all Neitz HaNira and I'm in the valley, so 11 o'clock Neitz. I get 11 o'clock Neitz, I get 12 o'clock Hatzot, according to normal people, and there's nothing on my other side of the mountain, so I get a normal, regular Shkia. Hatzot is now it's way later in the day. I could readjust
all the
front
and get the coming up, what normal people would call closer to the clock. Right.
I got 5 minutes
of
the
go.
That's
the
Grand Canyon. I wanted to walk.
I can't imagine the Grand Canyon people, anyone would say that you know, I don't know, when is it, Taki, you can see light in the Grand Canyon?
Light, I mean, it's early, it's dark.
So Neitz HaChama, we'll see it till 12 in the afternoon. Yeah, I can't imagine Rav Abadi who holds that you go bust of what you see would say that if you hold like Rav Yeshua Leib, if you hold like Rav Yeshua Leib, but if you don't hold like Rav Yeshua Leib, I still think that not everyone holds like Rav Yeshua Leib. If you don't hold like Rav Yeshua Leib, I think the Grand Canyon is just a different thing. It's not a normal mountain.
How much do we accept?
It's not a mountain. It's not a mountain. The mountain's a natural thing. So a mountain's a natural thing. So whatever it's
So this idea that we count certain amounts and then we don't count is a little bit...
Why the canyon that mentioned?
What? Actually, how did we come to canyon? Like you said yesterday?
No, it didn't happen.
What?
It didn't happen.
It didn't die in my... The water.
Water. Yeah, some of that water is coming before. We're pretty free at the hole on the what the canyon estimation, you're either however you want to go into that, which is coming before we're assuming we're able to start.
Okay, you're above me. I don't know too much about before braces.
If you're assuming that braces is there.
Elvai should know things after braces.
According to the scientists, it came thousands of years. It came over millions of years. If you're accepting that, that's natural, and we're taking that takes from mountains too. There's no fillet between the mountains. If you don't accept it, then it's a free atoll. Either way, it's irrelevant. The water, it's not a regular.
I don't know.
That's different.
And also, the question was blowing up the mountain.
Yeah.
That's also a case where we're not going to say, oh, since the impediment was not natural, since the lack of the impediment is not natural, so we should look at it as the mountain was there, and we'll be the gosh. Now, it can't be like mobbish natural, but it's not natural. It's
unofficial. Yeah. Okay, so take a look here on page 27. Look at page 27. You count that mountain, and you don't count dates until you see it go above that mountain. We should. Mashmos al hashonah should be korah sheveinu mitosefta yushalmi yushalmi. She doesn't make the nearer. Mashmos hedes she got harm krovim. How do you know that the omecha they were not? This is the tzad that she from a real. This is the halach that harim are coming to yotzim. How the omecha will fall into that? He does not. She ain't lost shul before.
You want to say that the marital distance sheet is a dachyokin.
So the marital distance sheet is whatever was within one day that he was there,
whatever is further count, then basically that undoes the nearest to make it almost relevant. Because, like he said, once it's so far, there's something to be, so it has to be above then, so that's going to be almost not saying that. So the Pasuk Shad is, but Hedi Pesi, that there's a distinction between a close mountain and a far mountain. So even a far so this works in good with Rav Abadi, because Rav Abadi holds that Shkia is the same. And Shkia, Rav Abadi holds that it's on the other side of the mountain, even if it's Beria, it's not a Chumra, it's weaker as it is. In other words,
We're making
So you should just open the window and
there's no window. You're in a place, if you're on top of the door, if there's a...
Okay, you know, window.
A wall, but a wall can be around. Just like a mountain could be an impediment, the wall could be an impediment.
No, but no. Only if the wall, maybe is on in the ground. Now, let me ask you a question. So, if you're in Tveria, he holds. Once you can't see the sun, you can't do malacha midaraisa.
Right.
Not just the chumrah. And if you're But then he would hold the stomach, he would hold that Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. But even Rav Moshe held Motzei Shabbos. Rav Moshe held Motzei Shabbos, it gets darker earlier because of the mountain, and then you can see the mountain, you'll see the stars.
Right. So, Rav Avadi holds that making early Shabbos on the cleanse of the mountain, in the way, is a Qumrah or Iker Adin?
Iker Adin. He's a purist.
He's a purist.
Bashehu Shab. Right? Everybody's a purist. Bashehu Shab. Meaning he's not Rav Tukhachinsky and he's not Rav Isidama. But it works in good. Because according to him, then when you get to Neitz HaChama, it's all the same.
But you go bus tracks, because they look like I can't see the Neitz until it comes above the mountain. So when it's in the west, when it goes below the mountain, I can't see it. So it's also the cheap.
So this is a... So that's a good shot, everybody. That it's all totally in... Well, you could see. It makes sense. Because, like Rav Henkin said, the Torah is given to the Bnei Adam. It's not given to the scientists. So I have to be able to go outside and I see what I see, what I don't see. That's the famous Shuvas HaGa'inim. The Shuvas HaGa'inim said, how come the sheer things of truth that are in the diet question. So, but if you want to say like the other people said, that we have to make it, that when it comes to Shkia, it's just a Chumrah, so, but Nates is Beferish in the Gemara, there has to be all Gabi Harim. Unless you say like Rabbi Shua Leib, that the Harim mean the far away Harim, and basically that makes it irrelevant. Oh, yeah. So then, could you, anyone say a Svara, that maybe we should count the mountain Gabi Nates? But Lagabe Shkia, we remove it.
That is a pretty late Pasuk.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So look on page 21. He says, "Igul halacha hu de'ashki halchotis mechashvin tamik v'nikoy kol ha'orim ha'mastirin." Says the igul halacha is when the mountains in the west that are blocking, you view they're not there. But by Nates, we keep the mountains there. Right? That's the Titus. That's the igul halacha. Hazmanim kilchoson on page 21. So what's the yisod? What's the svara? Why should we take away the mountains in the west, but keep the mountains in the east? He says, "Yeshkilik Yisodi Mod Ben Shkia Al Chodin Leis Al Chodin." Shkia Al Chodin Zelzman Kovei Midoraisa Megidrei Yom Velayla. The Shkia Nigmar Hayom Vaday Hayil Chodin Matchil Beirat Shmoshel. Lil Zavaday Shanakos Is Kol Astars Tam Shnis Bar Mesiv Gimel Mishum Bekol Astars Heim Rak Lamata Al Haoretz Aval Dargas Haora Shalatus Lamal Bekimnas Hashemayim. Okay, we're not going to have time. We should start with this tomorrow, page 21, to discuss. So if you hold like Rav Abadi, it's good. There's no difference. It's all the same. But he claims the Iker Halacha, which we've seen till now, that it seems the Iker Halacha is to get rid of the mountains in the west, but to keep the mountains in the east. So then what's the svar? So that's what we have to talk about. As we should. You keep the mountains in the east, so Meitzachama is going to be later. Yeah, if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, then you go based on Meitzachama.
Right.
If you hold like the others, then it wouldn't be. Oh, okay, so we'll talk about that. Yeah.